delight. I had a million, but you took it from me. I was the man that I wanted to be.
Damn right. Let's go hour number one on a Friday. It's that other should be a national holiday. The second day of the tournament. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling back in the studio, making sure we're running smoothly. Our man Joe got us all set up out here. And once again, we're out and about. And once again, for you Round Rock folks, we are in Round Rock today at The Rock in Round Rock. Downtown, 114 East Main Street. We'll tell you a lot more about this place as we roll on. Tournament stuff coming up, and we hope you're having a great Friday. What a beautiful day it is outside. How you doing today, Mr. Dunn?
It's been a good day, really good day. Got a lot done and been, you know, was watching the Iowa game, which was definitely fun, and it was good to see them play the way they did. I thought Cincinnati took way too many threes, especially when they had them down there in the first half, but it's been some good basketball. So it's a good time of year. I mean, you got baseball about to start. Got Texas and TCU coming up. Then you've got NBA, which I've had fun with. And then obviously this, which has kind of turned into a one-month deal, but it's fun during that month.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated if there are any stories to report. First few things, the Big 12 has had a good day so far at the tournament. Last night, Baylor wins. Today, Oklahoma handles their business. And how? 95-72, they beat Ole Miss. Texas Tech handles their business as a 3 seed, and that one was not close. The other two stories to let you know right now, Rick Barnes' group handling their business at half, Tennessee up 42-30. But the other thing we probably need to mention to you is the fact that it may, well, I don't know if it's going to happen again, but it's kind of happening again. There are just some people that will tell you that they don't like dogs, and some people will tell you that dogs don't like them. Virginia, they're having a dog problem. 36-30. They have had two different 10-point leads in this first half. So just something that may affect your bracket, because I'm guessing nobody picked Gardner Webb to actually win that ball game. But it's a 6-point lead for Gardner Webb at the half.
Wouldn't be shocking, though. I bet you some people did. And if they did take one going out, it was probably Virginia because of the style they play. And I like this Virginia team. I've watched them a lot this year, and I was hoping they'd come out. And I figured Gonzaga would, coming off the St. Mary's loss in the conference tournament, come out and give an ass-whipping, and they did.
Yep.
But I was hoping that Virginia would do the same thing, and so far they are not.
Red-hot shooting for Gardner Webb, 15 of 28 in the first half. They shot 54%. Again, we're here at The Rock, 114 East Main Street. I'll be honest, this is a place I've walked by many times when I'm in downtown Round Rock. I've never walked in. It's a nice place. And, Kevin, they have something on a wall here that I've never seen before, a Johnny Manziel framed jersey right next to a Vince Young framed jersey. Can't we all just get along in the house divided?
I love Main Streets, and I love this Main Street. I used to go to the Georgetown Main Street where my grandparents lived there. I mean, even Bastrop. I love small-town Main Streets all over the country, and this one has a good vibe. This almost has there's a bumping vibe to this Main Street.
Yeah, it's great.
Pasta place. This place is awesome.
Yeah.
Patio right here. You've got a bar back here, a bar up there. Friendly, cool people that are coming by, smiling and saying hi. And, you're getting the weekend started. You should.
That's it. Good to see you. Nice.
This gentleman right here with the Titleist hat listens to us, nice listens to the station.
Nice big mugs of beer he's carrying, too. That's fantastic.
Yeah, well, you get 250 Miller Lights, so this is also my place. A pint of 250 Miller Lights, $3 bottles, and that's not a bad deal.
Yeah, they're combining our two loves today. 250 Miller Light pints, $3 Coors Light bottles, plus the Miller Light headbands.
Yeah.
Like, are headbands making a comeback?
They kind of are, because I saw them when I first moved back to Austin. I was on campus a lot, easy. I was working at LHN. And so I would see, you know, I hadn't been around college kids for a while. A healthy sign.
Yeah.
So I didn't know
you were growing
for about
up.
A decade kind of what was going on. And sure enough, you know, I would see kids in tank tops, fluorescent stuff. I mean, 1987 MTV Spring Break type stuff.
Right.
Right? I was waiting for Spuds McKenzie to make an appearance. I was looking for Elvira. I was looking for all that stuff. And one of the things I saw were guys wearing a lot of headbands, and I thought, oh, it's making a comeback.
There you go.
So, yeah.
You can come by here and grab yourself a Miller Lite headband just for the asking. They brought some of those by thanks to the good folks for Miller Coors coming by. Also, we have the Horn Bash passes. They made their debut yesterday, but if you haven't gotten yours yet, come on out and get them. Remember, it's free to go May 4th through the Bucks backyard in Buda, but you've got to have the pass to get in. And we would also ask you, just grab the passes that you need. If you're thinking, oh, I got 20 friends, that well, cool. You make sure you know that. If you know, take what you need, but don't go too crazy with the Porn Bash passes today. But come see us here at The Rock, 114 East Main Street. All right, where do you want to start today on a Friday as we head into a big sports weekend?
Well, there's a lot of stuff. I got that mic, by the way, so we're going to try and fix that.
Oh, you got the...
I've got the droopy mic.
Oh, the drifter.
Yeah, so...
That's a shame because we had something that we... Earlier, your mic wasn't working at all.
Right.
So they had to switch to that, but I didn't realize we were switching to droopy.
So may just be you today.
Man, it's just...
You can carry it.
Just going to be me. Just going to be me.
Really, the tournament. I mean, that's the main thing on my mind right now. I mean, I know the Astros are looking at signing both Cole and Verlander, and that is something we'll get to. There's a lot of other stuff in sports that we can definitely get to, including kind of even some more baseball signings, kind of what I'm hearing. But we got to talk tournament right now. Kansas State is in a spot. It's the laziest day in sports radio these 2 days, so we're not going to sit here and give you score updates about games you don't care about. But Kansas State may be one.
Oh, yeah.
And they're down two right now. So, you know, I'm just kind of – I'm hoping that the second-round matchups that we look at, like Florida State and Murray State, that we get a lot of those that are really fun matchups.
Yeah, we've got some of that chalk we talked about where it was chalk and blowouts. Now let's see if those teams can translate it, and then we get maybe a little better a little closer basketball in some of those second round matchups. We haven't really had a March Madness moment yet, a true March Madness last second kind of moment with some good hoops. But we have had some blowouts and teams that advance that need to advance. So that part could be good. And K-State maybe the first Big 12 team to go out. So far, it's been a nice tournament for the Big 12 as Baylor we got through last night, and then Tech, Oklahoma both advanced. K-State in a little trouble. Kansas is obviously advanced. Iowa State will play a little bit later on, but that one definitely is tight. All right, so
Oklahoma though, that was definitely a surprise for me. We saw them this year, and I think their fan base kind of let everyone know that this is not a very good basketball team, but they may be putting it together at the right time because to put up 95, 93, whatever they did, it doesn't matter. I mean, in the mid-90s shows that they were coming together. They're shooting the ball well, so that'll be fun to see how exactly they match up. I forgot exactly what region Oklahoma's in. What one are they facing? Oh, it'd be Virginia
if they get
through. So this could be even more interesting.
Yeah, and so right now they are really big fans of Gardner Webb, that 16 seed possibly getting through. And by the way, if you believe in the math of the tournament at all, coming into this tournament, 8 and 9 seeds exactly dead even in history. So both 9 seeds have won so far. So I guess that means the 8s are about to win, VCU and Utah State. If the math holds, it was 50-50 coming into the tournament. So we'll see what happens. But 2 9-seeded Big 12 teams definitely showed up. It was pretty. I'm not going to say easy necessarily for Baylor last night, but in the end, they were clearly the best, the better team.
Baylor gets through, so we'll see how they match up with Gonzaga, who looked really good. Texas Tech is also in that really tough West region, and I thought Tech looked good today. I mean, they came out and Culver is so difficult. It's so good to see a guy that has such a complete game, but like he does.
Yeah.
And he was able to take over, ran some nice curls, found some guys, and then defensively we know what they do.
Yeah, 29 today. Nice game for
really
Culver.
Good.
Yeah. All right, so in terms of tournament stuff from last night, did you watch that Wofford game at all?
I did.
History made by Fletcher McGee, the most three-pointers made ever.
We had already seen them.
Wow.
I was already aware of them.
You were already aware of Mr. McGee's form?
Well, Wofford beat Texas.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That was on there. I don't know if he I can't remember that box score of if he went off like that. But, all-time leader now and the first guy in that conference to hit threes at this level since Steph Curry. at Davidson.
Yeah, and it's fun seeing some of these shooters. Iowa got really hot there, and really they played 25 minutes of good basketball, and it was the right 25 minutes and kept that thing close enough. And that's why I talk about Cincinnati. I see too many of these guys shooting threes they shouldn't, as Tennessee misses a long one right there that may not be in rhythm or just aren't good shots, or the guys taking them doesn't make it a good shot. But you see some of these guys that light up and get going, and it's fun watching guys kind of heat check stuff.
And it's also one of those games, and I'll admit to this, sometimes when you can't watch all the games and you're going back and looking at differentials and stuff, that's a game. Well, last night's Wofford game ends 84-68.
Yeah.
That was not what that game was, though, because that was a close game for a lot of it, and Wofford went on a run and hit some good shots and played good ball.
Right.
So if you see that 84-68, it was not a bad ball game at all. Wofford just got hot in the second half.
They did. They got really hot, and that's what this tournament's about. So far, Big 12 okay, but K-State's about to go down. So UC Irvine, I think I picked that one.
A lot of people like that one.
Yeah, UC Irvine, the Anteaters, making a little run here, and they had no problem chucking.
Well, and the other thing there is, and that has gone final, UCI gets it done 70-64. That was the game where, you know, there are reasons to make those picks, the upset picks, but the most obvious is when one of the best players on a team just doesn't play.
Right.
So with Wade out, that was one that a lot of people liked, the Anteaters, just because he didn't play, and clearly they could have used him today.
Yeah, they could have used him, and then who else? Who's their other badass who got two fouls pretty early in that game, and they had to sit him? So as K-State had some extension and some separation, he goes out, and UC Irvine was able to keep that thing. That's the thing. Keep it close enough at halftime, take some momentum, and play a better second half. You're going to win the ball game.
Getting started here from The Rock, 114 East Main Street. More coming up after I tell you, Diamonds Direct. This is one of my favorite places in the area. Certainly, it is my jewelry store, the only place I go. You don't have to choose between an upscale, high-end luxury store and a value store. It is all put together at Diamonds Direct. No compromising necessary. You get the price you want, the value you want, but you also get the world-class service that you deserve. At Diamonds Direct, you're also going to find the best of the best bridal designers, all the top brands, all in one place, yet you also get rock bottom, no middleman, straight from the source prices to a superstore in a luxury showroom. You're going to love the way you're treated, unparalleled service, unbeatable value. Check them out. Diamonds Direct, all of our listeners that have been in there, they love it. They've been blown away, and you will be too. So check them out. You will thank me later. Diamonds Direct, right there in the Domain where Austin gets engaged.
I love having young, bright people. So this has been a troublesome mic for us, right?
Did we get Droopy figured out?
So he figured out Droopy last time when we were talking about it, and we had to put it away. And he goes, well, let me start screwing around with this thing. And so during the break, I'm like, dude, I can't do this, you know. He's like, no, you won't have to. He's like, well, we have no other headsets. He's like, no, you're fine.
Wow.
He's like, I figured it out last time. He just did it, like, during your spot.
He just tightened up Droopy?
That's awesome.
Well, that's fantastic.
Droopy's fine.
That is good.
So you can use Droopy.
That's exciting.
I can use Droopy. Brad can use Droopy.
All God's children can use Droopy?
They all can.
That is awesome.
God bless young people.
I am glad to
see. We don't say that enough on this show.
Yeah, we don't. We really don't. I am glad to see that smile on your face. And thank you, Joe, for putting that smile on my co-host's face. I appreciate that. I don't know if this is a question or just a comment or whatever it is, but I have an NBA comment to get to a college basketball comment. So the other day I'm watching Golden State and Houston, I think, was the matchup. And Golden State's on a fast break, flying down the floor. Steph Curry passes to Andre Iguodala, who has a wide-open layup or dunk if he wants it. But he passed it up, passed it out to Klay Thompson, who hits a three.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Klay hit the three, so I guess I can't be too upset. But then yesterday, we talked about the Auburn-New Mexico State game. But I'll be honest, we were getting ready to go on the show. I didn't see every little detail of it. The end of that ball game, everybody's talking about the foul and the three free throws and all of that. But it was 78-76, Auburn. New Mexico State's guard drives the length of the floor. He's got a layup or a dunk, whatever he wants. He passed it up to send it out to a teammate to try to win it with a three instead of just take the tie with 2 seconds to go in a tournament game. I watched that moment and I'm thinking, you know, do coaches need to grab this moment and go teachable and start talking to all their teams? I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah.
In a tournament game.
Yeah, the analysts talked about it. They talked about it on SportsCenter. And it's definitely a question that we kind of talk about now with current day basketball. And I get the analytics and the numbers. I mean, I feel like basketball is, thinking about it last night, is in some position kind of like baseball, to where you've got all these new numbers that are spitting out of computers and telling you you have to play this way, you have to do this. And I just in life in general, I think there's always a balance. And I think that's the case with basketball. It's depending on who it is, too.
Yeah, I mean, man, I understand middle of the game and maybe, but that's that situation, I would hope that moving forward, that coach and a lot of coaches look at that and try to figure out exactly what happened. It's, and I don't know, again, I don't know the answer to what it is. I'm not trying to make it any bigger than it needs to be. It was just that individual moment is completely bizarre.
Well, one thing that was definitely made bigger than it should have been made, it was the whole Izzo thing last night. I mean, that is, you know, we've just gone too far. We're too soft. I mean, Bobby Knight, yeah, draw the line, but that's coaching. And the fact that Draymond Green has to come out and back him up and support him, that was a little too far for me. I had to get off Twitter on that one.
A, I'm not surprised Draymond Green backed him up. I would expect that from his former players. You mean when Tom Izzo attacked a player? When he went crazy? When he lost his mind? Nice job by those teammates, by the way, to separate those two guys. But that's what leadership on a team is all about. That's what Cassius Winston and those guys are supposed to do. And I think it was Winston who said that basically he separated them, and then he turned to Izzo and said, what do you want me to tell him? Because he said the yelling wasn't working at that point. They had a freshman guard who just was lazy. He loafed. And Tom Izzo couldn't believe he did it in a tournament game, so they figured it out. But, no, I totally agree with you. That thing got way overblown, maybe even more overblown than the, oh, my God, Rick Pitino's son is playing the team Rick Pitino used to coach. All right, if that's the story you want, go ahead.
Kentucky looked good even without Washington, and that's big. If they could get through this weekend without having to use him, that would be really nice, really nice. And save him. I'm guessing that's probably what they're going to do. If he's in a cast, as we said yesterday, Purdue moves through. I watched a lot of Villanova St. Mary's, and St. Mary's didn't go away. And I mean, that's one of those where you can go out with your head held high, and they can. Especially the way they made the run. They made the run and beat Gonzaga to definitely get in the tournament.
Yeah, that was a good tough game. The other thing, and you mentioned Kentucky. The other thing that sometimes happens with me in the tournament is, especially now with all the four networks, is if you handle your business and you give me enough chalk and a blowout, I'm not even going to see you play. Like, I didn't see Kentucky play at all because I was watching the closer games.
Yeah.
So whether it was Kentucky or Gonzaga, sometimes I don't even need to see you until a little bit later. Like, I'll check you out in the second round. You handle your business 80-something to 40-something, I'll go ahead and let you do that. I'm glad they got through. I'll admit, though, I did not see any of Kentucky last night.
Curious to see how Florida takes out Nevada, and I'm curious to see Florida match up with Michigan, who I didn't even watch the second half of that. I'm guessing they continue to bury Montana, right?
Yeah, 74-55
okay.
was the final score there. By the way, the NCAA law continues. Florida and Michigan must meet in postseason.
Yeah, they do a lot, don't they?
It's just a law. Every other year in a bowl game at least, and this is now the 1,000th time I think Florida and Michigan will play in a postseason. Yeah, that'll be a nice matchup. And let's see.
Murray State, Florida State, we've talked about a lot for a reason.
That'll be good.
That's going to be – that should be a lot of fun. And then what else – what other one am I looking at?
I tell you what, Texas Tech could be – Texas Tech's got a really – obviously, they're the 3-seed. They got a good shot to get through.
The whole West is tough.
Yeah, that's
relatively speaking.
That is a wild region. Baylor looking good last night. Syracuse just kind of ran out of gas towards the latter part of that game. And Baylor gets a shot at Gonzaga. We'll see if they can deal with them. That's got to be tough to play them out in Salt Lake City too. That's part of being a number one seed sometimes is you get regional love. You got to play them at altitude, and you got to play them close to their fans.
Well, Cincinnati essentially had a home game and still lost. That was in Ohio, wasn't it?
It may have been. Is that right? I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, that was the 7 loser. Yeah, they were in Columbus. You're right. Wow, I'd forgotten that. Yeah, Iowa looked really good today. getting it done. So we'll keep you up to date on the tournament and the games going on, Big 12 teams. If you are a fan of some of the biggest of big dogs in the tournament, a lot of those play later tonight. Tonight's going to be an incredible night to just sit and watch basketball, especially if you're looking for that Houston story, Duke or Carolina, all that comes tonight.
And baseball, Texas TCU, we have it here on the horn, but also 319 Fox Sports Plus, and then 373, but 319 you should probably going to have. So
excellent.
That is already recorded for me. Lots of sports this weekend.
319. I appreciate you looking that up. I had not found that yet.
I didn't look it up, man. I was doing that for myself.
So I just got on
the guide and was like, hey, let's see if it's on a Fox, and it happened to be there, so I think it's going to work. And we'll see.
I love when you find out that those extra options you didn't even know were there are there.
I was actually looking for something. I wouldn't even looking for something. I was just kind of going through it, and I was like, well, let me see a couple hours later to see. It probably won't be. And I'm like, oh, there it is. Okay.
See, that's what Texas Stanford should have been. How did Texas Stanford not end up on one of those channels?
Pac-12 especially.
Yeah, those.
They had swimming to deal with.
Yeah, they had swimming and women's basketball tournaments to deal with. What are you talking about, Chad? Yeah, that was crazy. Well, that's good news. Texas and TCU tonight. We'll get you set up for that. Of course, you got Texas in the NIT coming up this weekend as well. All that coming up in the Big Three. We'll keep you updated on the tournament. Virginia, again, going to come out of the half down 6. So everybody's bracket might be about to get pretty messed up this afternoon. After the Big Three, Rod Babers will jump in with the Longhorn Insider segment. He is back in the studio, and we'll chop up a little basketball and maybe some football with him as well. We're at the Rock, downtown Round Rock, 114 East Main Street. Come on by. Get your Horn Bash passes. Also, some cool Miller Lite headbands. Get on out here. 250 Miller Lite pints, $3 Coors Light bottles all afternoon. This is the Horn. Just getting started on a Friday. We're at the Rock, 114 East Main Street in downtown Round Rock. It's Friday. That might mean it's new music time for Trey. What do you got, Trey?
New music Friday indeed. This is Andrew Bird. The song is called Olympians, and it's on Spotify's release radar.
Andrew Bird. All right. Check out some new music today on a Friday. Also, speaking of things to check out, maybe you want to check out a Rangers prize pack giveaway every day starting today and all the way through opening day. Got prizes to give away, one prize pack per day on a different show each day. So listen to all the shows. Grand prize that will be given away on opening day. Listen throughout the week for a chance to win. You can follow the Horn's Twitter for daily reminders. Listen to the shows or visit hornfm.com. Speaking of baseball, why don't we start there with a Big Three before we talk to Rod Babers.
The Big Three.
The Big Three brought to you by ChristopherWaters.com. Call Chris Waters today at 512-649-4000 to get your home sold guaranteed.
If you are a baseball fan of any level, you probably know this name. Chris Sale and the Red Sox have agreed to a contract extension. He's the next guy to get a whole bunch of money and get some security moving forward. How about 5 years, $145 million? They're going to add this to the current contract. He had 1 year to go, so now they've got Chris Sale through 2024. Nice money for Mr. Sale. He'll be a Red Sox for a while.
Yeah, and this is – I saw Dustin McComas, who's a Red Sox fan. He's happy about it, and I get it because Sale deserves that money and probably even more, and I like the years. I don't know if he's going to make it through that. I'm curious to see exactly just how durable Chris Sale is going to be this year moving forward because it's not even really starting this year. I mean, he's got as good a stuff in baseball. I mean, maybe the most wicked stuff, but I don't know. I get it where they're coming from, and that was probably as far as they were going to go, but this could also be a disaster. And I say that as a Cubs fan who has Yu Darvish, Jason Hayward, and a bunch of other crap on too much contract.
By the way, Sale's going to turn 30 coming up at the end of this month. So
the
he's
thing
just,
is,
just about to his 30th birthday.
Those guys were never that, though. So at least Sale, when you know when he's healthy and when he torques his back enough, when the pitching coach tells him and he goes from 91 to 97, that he's lights out.
So then moving forward, the issue with him would be, is it about him staying healthy enough, or is it about he has lost something and it may not come back?
Both, but it's the health.
Okay. It just, can he stay healthy?
Yeah.
After 30. And obviously about to hit that magic number. So 5-year deal, for Chris Sale. Speaking of baseball, the college variety, Texas and TCU tonight. Game one is a 6:30 start, 6:15 pregame. Bryce Elder goes for Texas. A young man named Nick Lodolo goes for TCU. He's 3-2 with a 1.36 ERA, 6'6", 185, a junior out of California. He's got 46 strikeouts and only 7 walks so far on the year. By the way, tomorrow night's game, 7:30 with Blair Henley on the mound. Sunday at 1 with Coy Cobb on the mound for Texas. And as Kevin told you earlier, if you're a Spectrum customer, looks like 3:19 is where you can find the game tonight and Sunday, but tomorrow night's game is on ESPNU, so be advised of that. And as far as basketball goes, the tournament, of course, continues, and the big story of the day could end up being Virginia. They're just coming out of the half. They were down 6 at the half, and we'll keep you updated there. Also, with about 10 minutes to go, Tennessee's now tied with Colgate, 52-all. Tennessee had a comfortable lead. That has definitely tightened up. By the way, Virginia has grabbed the lead back at the first time out of the second half. So that halftime speech from Tony Bennett seems to have worked. And their other games just getting started. The finals in Oklahoma, UC Irvine, if you picked that upset, that happened. And Iowa have all gotten wins today, along with Texas Tech, who looked very good, winning 72-57 was the final score there. All right, again, we're here at the Rock 114 East Main Street in Round Rock, and let's grab Rod Babers, the Longhorn Insider segment. Rod's back in the studio. Rod, how's your Friday going?
It's going good, fellas. How about yourself?
Good. Doing good, man. Beautiful day outside.
And it is.
Getting to check this place out in Round Rock.
You would love this place, too. I think you'd love Main Street. Have you been down here, Rod?
I have not been. I haven't been downtown Round Rock, I don't think. And now that you brought it up and heard you talking about it in the first segment, yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it, actually. And I'm sure now it's better than it was when I used to live north in Pflugerville a few years ago.
Yeah. I always forget you lived up here.
Yeah, I lived up there for a little while.
One of my favorite places to eat is right down the street. I'm going to hit it as soon as we're done. Is Louisiana Longhorn. If you love Cajun food, man,
yes,
it's a great place.
It is good.
It's right here downtown. Some really nice folks own that place, and I've known them for a while. It's really, really good stuff here in downtown Round Rock, but a great feel all over this downtown. Rod, I heard you as I was driving out here talking about the Cam Newton story. Kind of rare that there would be a story like this about an NFL quarterback in March, but walk me through this story a little bit. For some reason, has told everyone that he's abstaining from sex for a month. Is that right?
Yeah, he was on the James Corden show, the Late Late Show with James Corden, and he revealed that he's going to be abstinent for the entire month of March. He claims that it's basically to kind of sharpen his skill, kind of sharpen his mind. He said, I believe the quote is, "It makes my mind stronger. So when the season comes around, I say if I did those things, I'm mentally stronger." So, yeah, he says no climax. That's his thing. No climax.
Wow.
So, okay, so not even masturbation then.
No, no master of your domain. You know what I mean? You get that Seinfeld reference. Yeah,
okay.
He's got to be master of his domain for the entire month.
Well, now I'm impressed.
I am too, because that's hard for Cam Newton. Hell, it's hard for any man. But think about Cam Newton, attractive, famous guy. They're probably throwing it at Cam Newton. And he's got to be real disciplined. So I respect that. It's like that Tim Tebow thing, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I double checked today. He's 29 years old. I hope when Cam Newton turns 30, he can start growing up. He's just such a child to me. And not only is he wrong, and there's plenty of evidence that doing that doesn't really affect those things. I don't know. These kind of things don't impress me. If I was a Panthers fan, I would be bracing for this story. Nothing impresses me. It just doesn't impress me. Like he always comes off to me as just immature and fly by the seat of his pants, and I hope it works for him. Now, by the way, the previous 2 months, I'm reading that he went vegan lifestyle for a month.
There you go.
Vegan diet.
All right.
And then on another one, he gave up gambling. So if it's all a part of that, I got you. But
does that change accuracy, though? I would even take the petulance, but with more accuracy.
Sure. Maybe that.
You know what I mean?
I don't know if they've done that research, right? And Norv Turner hopes so, too, right? Can we improve the accuracy if he doesn't do something?
Rod, the one fairness I'll give him, he is right. The more you watch him, there are penalties that are called on other quarterbacks that don't get called on him. You know, I mean,
that is true.
They treat him almost like a running back.
Yeah, he's
at
got
times.
Like Shaquille O'Neal, right? Shaquille O'Neal. Yeah. They never called all the fouls against Shaq because how can you? He's so much larger. I think Cam Newton is larger than 65% of NFL defenders. I'm not making that number up. So he's basically larger than anybody that's not a D lineman, pretty much in the NFL. So yeah, I mean, they don't call a lot of the hits on him, and I do think that, you know, the game is changing where a guy like Cam Newton is so big and physical that sometimes it's hard for referees to be able to judge, you know, him in the open field going up against DBs and whether, you know, they would call the same call if Tom Brady was running like that. So I agree with that. But I'm not hard on Cam Newton. I think it's a good thing. Anytime somebody's trying to improve themselves, and I know it's not always, you know, related to football, it's a good thing. So if Cam Newton's like, you know, if he wants to practice self-discipline by stopping gambling for a month or go vegan, whatever, that's all considering bettering yourself. I'm all for my quarterback just getting better. So I actually think it'll help Cam Newton. I don't know if it'll help him be a better football player, but I think it'll help Cam Newton. Maybe that'll help him be a better player.
I agree, but, you know, there's going to be the first injury to be like, well, you're not getting enough protein. those bones aren't strong enough.
If we believe the theory is, like, right, that's why boxers abstain from sex, like, two or three weeks before their fight. I think Manny Pacquiao used to do that. The theory is that if you can refocus that sexual energy that most men obsess about constantly, right, 90% of the time men are thinking about sex or something related to it. If you could focus that energy on anything else, what could you possibly be capable of? What is the, you know what I mean, what's the ceiling for you if you actually could focus that energy on something more constructive?
Yeah, and Rod, I heard you earlier talking about the famous Seinfeld episode with George and Elaine and the two different sides of that. By the way, Kevin, I'm going to guess, a little too late on Seinfeld with that? Is that a little late?
I didn't hear that. What was it now?
The Seinfeld where George ends up not having sex and becomes a genius.
That's great.
Is that too late in the process?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, that's what I thought. Because Elaine's hair is pretty good in that episode. But the theory is interesting.
It's a funny episode, though.
It is a good episode. Yeah, I've always liked that one.
For Jerry and those guys writing it, it was good.
Well, my question is, I don't know if anyone's ever tested Seinfeld's theory, like tested the comedy to see if it actually works, that the idea is that a man, because he is always preoccupied, he can become some genius. And then the theory on the women's side I always thought was funny, because then Elaine becomes flat stupid. And he says, well, he goes, for you, it's not like you're giving up anything. So it's like a garbage strike. It's just piling up on the street. And it was really funny. But I don't know if it's realistic. I guess Cam Newton's about to find out, Rod. If his completion percentage all of a sudden goes up to 75 or 78%, I guess we'll know it works.
I can help you out. It's probably not that realistic.
Well, listen, Tim Tebow was a kind of an example of that, right? I think now he's married, so now he's finally been able to relieve himself, I guess. But before that, you know, Tim Tebow, however you want to call it, the release, whatever. But before that, Tim Tebow is one of the greatest college football players in the history of the world. And then now he's trying to be a professional baseball player. What's going to happen to Tim Tebow now that he has been satisfied? What is that? That sexual energy, that power that he once used to harness, what happens to it? Does he become like a scrub now? Or is he better? So watch Tim Tebow.
Or is he going to finally see the curve, Kevin?
No, he's going to become a doubles hitter. He's going to have gap-to-gap power.
Right.
It's going to be just zapped out of him.
That would be great if he becomes a great baseball player now and he's getting some. That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
he's a bad football player because he's getting some, but a great baseball player. That would be pretty cool.
Right. I don't know if you've hung around baseball players and what they talk about, but being a virgin, you're probably left out of the conversation a lot. So he probably is going to be able to partake in a lot more conversations.
I'll let you talk to him now.
That's a good
And if
point.
He speaks Spanish, he's going to have a ball.
I think he probably does speak Spanish. Some tells me Tim Tebow speaks Spanish. I don't even know that for a fact, but I believe it's true.
He's probably been on missions. I believe it.
Yeah, he's probably got a little bit.
No, he's a moyo, too. A moyo, right? Isn't it called a moyo when you can circumcise somebody?
Yeah, now that's a great Seinfeld.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
Tim Tebow has circumcised young men before. I think so. He's a moyo.
Yes. I believe you're right. I don't know if that makes him officially a moyo, but I guess it does.
Okay, we talked about this yesterday. We talked about the hat. What was the name of the hatter term?
The milliner or the hatter?
Okay, yeah. So what's the term for someone who circumcises people but is not Jewish, not necessarily in the Jewish religion?
Ooh. Yeah, see, there you go.
You know what I mean?
Are you just a noyal?
I don't know what you are, but
there's a Moyle and a Noyle? I have no idea. No idea what that is.
Dr. Richard Chop.
Hey,
Dr.
Dick does
Dick
good work.
Chop.
I can attest to that.
Dr. Richard
No, Chop. I'm serious, Rod. My the guy who took out my nut is urologist Dick Chop.
Oh, yeah, I know of Dick Chop. They got
Richard Chop,
they got T-shirts.
I tell you what.
Yeah, they got T-shirts for him.
That's a tense meeting, and it does cut the ice a little bit.
his name does?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, if you can't laugh at that, then
but
you're not going to take life.
Did you get, the T-shirt? Because I have friends in the suburban world up there in Pflugerville. No, they have T-shirts that I got chopped by Dick Chop. It's like
what?
A T-shirt. Yeah,
I get the T-shirt.
I don't know. I heard that with
you need
T-shirts.
To call him up.
So he kept my testicle, and I didn't get a T-shirt.
Man, make that T-shirt up.
Yeah,
that's what you need.
Barnes is upset about one. I'm upset about this.
He chopped my junk, and all I got was a T-shirt. Basically, yeah. That's what the T-shirt should say.
Kevin's gonna have the shirt. He chopped me, and I didn't even get a T-shirt.
God.
Good grief! This has probably been the best talk we've ever had with Rod on the air.
Let's do it at 3, and not later on when people are eating.
Yeah, oh right? Man, seriously,
that's true. Now's maybe a better time. That's Rod Babers back in studio. Remember, the Rodcast is weekdays 1 to 3. We'll grab him again at 4:30 for another Longhorn Insider segment. Also coming up, we will double check in, check on those tournament scores. Actually, might have a minute real quick just to tell you. 4 minutes to go. Tennessee up 3. Virginia now up 6 on Gardner-Webb. Those would be the two big ones right now. The other game is in the first half. Also coming up, get you a little crap bag on a Friday. Got a good batch of old school stuff for Kevin, but also an interesting weekend in the AAF. If you're a Longhorn or an Aggie fan, you got one of your former players to maybe check out. Plus, what kind of crossroads is Johnny Manziel really going into this weekend? We'll talk about that. We're at The Rock, 114 East Main Street. Come see us. We've got the Horn Bash passes. You can come grab those. Miller Lite folks came out, and they've got some cool headbands if you want to grab those. More importantly, you can get 250 Miller Lite pints all afternoon. This is The Horn.
Chad's Crap Bag.
Crap Bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
All right, as we jump into the crap bag, 4 games going on right now at the tournament. Tennessee up 6 with about 4 minutes to go. Virginia's gotten a nice lead of 11 now. Looks like that upset may not happen. 11 minutes to go there. Buffalo up big on Arizona State, 31-19, as that's a 6 leading an 11. 7 minutes to go first half. Oregon and Wisconsin have just tipped off. This weekend, obviously, you got the tournament going on, but if you listen to me, you know I'm also interested in the AAF. Let me give them a little love for a second. If you may have seen this story, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have recently hired a couple coaches. They are historic because they are both women. One of them is named Lori Locust. She is assistant D-line coach with the Bucs. She'd been working in Birmingham with the Iron, so she got an opportunity there, and now she's going to be on the Bucs staff. Also, a woman named Maral Javadafar is going to be the assistant strength and conditioning coach. These are the first female coaches the Bucs have ever hired, and they will be the first NFL team with 2 women on the staff. Also kind of an interesting note, one of them ends up getting an opportunity because of a program that the late, great Bill Walsh put in place, a foundation that he put in place years and years ago. So shout out to all those folks for giving the opportunities there. This weekend in the AAF, you got the Garrett Gilbert story continuing. Orlando and Atlanta is tomorrow at 1 on TNT. If you're following San Antonio, tomorrow at 7 on NFL Network. And then Sunday, will it be Johnny Manziel's first game? Don't know. Birmingham at Memphis is 7 o'clock on NFL Network. But it's crossroads time. If you believe in the social media stories, Johnny's wife has wiped everything of him off of her Instagram. She's changed her name on social media and taken Manziel off of there. And now the social media world thinks that they are breaking up. What will that mean for Johnny? We'll see. But 7 o'clock Sunday night, NFL Network. If he's going to make the start, that is when it will happen. All right, so as we head into the weekend, there's some interesting old schools I found today and a cool little comparison on one of these guys. So Kevin, he's one of my guys, and that's about all we can say about the great Sean Bradley. He's been on many posters. He's not always on the good end. He's 47 years old today. for the people that don't know, old school on Sean Bradley.
So he's on his mission, and he's coming back. And Rick, I think this was Rick Majerus trolling. I'm not sure, because even at the time I thought, wow, that's a little strong, because college basketball was strong then. So it's not like one guy like that was going to make a huge difference. But Majerus said everyone will be playing for number two next year. Little Utah BYU jab, and that, yeah, he wasn't that good at BYU.
BYU is definitely that answer. Here's what I did forgotten about.
At BYU, he was okay, but he wasn't the dominant figure that some expected.
No, definitely not. He was not Shaq. He was not Moses Malone.
Wasn't Will Chamberlain.
He was not Wilt.
He wasn't Lou Alcindor.
He wasn't Bill Walton.
No.
He wasn't, no.
Bill Walton's one of the top three college players of all time. Know your history, people.
Yeah. Okay, so 1993 was the draft. He was taken second overall in the draft by Philadelphia. First in that draft would be Chris Webber. But the interesting part
Was traded.
For me was
right?
he did end up getting traded. You're right. But after that, the two picks after Sean Bradley are Penny Hardaway and then Jamal Mashburn.
Wow.
So if you're Philadelphia, you could have had either one of those guys.
That's amazing. We found out in the 30 for 30 that Shaq was, speaking of Shaq, was the one after doing the movie with Penny. Forgot what the movie's called, with Nolte.
Oh, yeah, Blue Chips.
Blue Chips, yeah. Which isn't a bad movie.
I've never seen it.
It's probably worth going to see. Renting, whatever.
Stands the test of time, too, guys. We reviewed it last year and still an enjoyable flick.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I have not seen that one. Were you mid-story there? I'm sorry.
And I'm kind of blanking now. No, yeah, it was the whole Shaq thing that he recruited Penny there. And so without that movie, you know, that was when he really put pressure on Pat Hill and all them that they need to get there.
Also today, speaking of big men in the NBA, today is Marcus Camby's birthday. Marcus is 45 years old today. He was on a decent college team or two, Marcus Camby.
He was, although I'm not sure the numbers would show it, because I was thinking about that last night. Calipari has a UMass and a Memphis Final Four that I think have been ripped off the books because of cheating. But that was a great team. Lou Rowe, was it Dante Bright, and then obviously Travieso and Padillo.
Travieso, what a great name. Marcus Camby, UMass there. Also, today is Dexter Fowler's birthday. I'm going to hope you don't know where Dexter Fowler committed to play college baseball before the Rockies drafted him.
I was about to say, I thought he was straight out of high school.
He was.
Where he committed?
Dexter Fowler technically committed somewhere before the Rockies drafted
Clemson.
Him. You're in the right color scheme, Miami.
Miami?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Going to play for Miami.
God, Miami. I talk about all the Texas signees. Miami's probably leads the way if they want to put together. Thank you, sir. Good to see you. If they want to put together a true list of these are guys that signed here and didn't come.
Yeah, you're right.
A-Rod would be on that list.
That's probably the all-timer. Yeah, you're right. Also for today, J.J. Watt hits the big 3-0. I think that one's pretty easy, right? Everybody knows where he played.
Yeah, but he transferred.
Transferred and walked on?
But he was obviously Wisconsin.
Yep.
But where did he transfer? He transferred from Western Michigan, maybe?
Ooh, now that's a good one. That's a good one. You got me on that one. I know the Wisconsin part. I know he walked on, but I did not know the other one.
I thought he did. Let's see here.
All right. We'll see if you're right on that one. Happy birthday. Happy 30 to J.J. Watt.
Central Michigan, guys.
Central Michigan.
Central Michigan.
It is. Okay.
Right. That was close.
Get Rod Babers jumping in. See?
I was close. I knew my Texan back there may know what's going on.
Love that. Love it. All right. There's some crap bag for you on a Friday. We got the tournament going on. Looks like Rick Barnes Group's going to get a win as a 2 seed. They're up 6 with 38 seconds to go. And we'll see if they can finish it off. And, again, the Virginia thing not going to happen, 62-48. Man, I would love to know what Tony Bennett said to that group at halftime. I bet the walls were shaking because you can't have that happen 2 years in a row.
Yeah, or if it was adjustments. I don't know. I wasn't able to see the first half, so I'll go back and try and check out some of the highlights of it. But big time. I'm glad they ended up winning this. I mean, that's not one of those that I didn't want to see them lose that. I thought it was novel and fitting for kind of where we're at for it to happen last year. But, Trey, did you see any of this? I mean, obviously we didn't get to see a lot of it or any of it.
No, I did not watch a whole lot. I was paying attention to a little bit of the Tennessee game just now, and Tennessee came up with some really gritty defense to go along with some shots being made to pull away. And even though that one's not quite over, really – take the game in hand in the last couple of minutes. But with Virginia, Just the little bit I did tune into, it looked like talent overcame whatever struggles they were dealing with in the first half. By the time I tuned in, they were up by 10 and looked like they were in full control at that point.
And also just the fact that you're probably not going to shoot 56% for a whole game. I mean, Gardner-Webb just had a great first half, so they may have just cooled off there. By the way, he mentioned Tennessee's defense. We talk about it in football all the time with the different styles. I'm interested to see how not only Tennessee, but a team like Texas Tech, how can they advance in this tournament where we know they can D you up? But that sometimes the issue is, do you have enough offense? They obviously played a good game last night. Looks like Tennessee is going to get through, but those two teams specifically are tough outs, obviously because of their defense.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good point. And I like this Iowa team. Iowa, we'll see if they can physically match up. I'm not sure they can with a team like Tennessee, or with a team like, who are they going up against next?
It would be Tennessee,
right? Yeah. So Tennessee with Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield. I mean, they're the real deal. Those guys are veteran big guys. In fact, whoever the color analyst was had seen him on film, but hadn't seen him in person. That's the first thing he said. He said, "Man, you don't realize how big these guys are on tape."
Have I mentioned lately that I love Admiral Schofield's name? Have I said that today? Because it is fantastic.
Not today, but you definitely have.
Oh, it's fantastic. Also, I do not root for Syracuse. I rooted for them to beat Baylor. But I am a little sad that a name like Tyus Battle is out of the tournament, because that's a badass basketball name, too. Baylor got it done last night. Good day for the Big 12, by the way. Tournament so far for the Big 12. Baylor, OU, Tech, and have all gotten through. Only K-State has lost. UCI did pull that off. And, of course, Kansas won yesterday as well. We got a lot coming today. In fact, a little football conversation at 5 o'clock today. We're going to grab Anwar Richardson from orangebloods.com as we come out of the off week, if you will, the spring break week for Texas football. We'll talk some spring football with him and draft and other things. We're only 22 days away from the spring game on April 13th. Rod Babers will jump in again at 4:30, and we'll get some football thoughts from him. At 4 o'clock hours coming up, we'll also keep you up to date on the tournament, and we invite you out here to The Rock, 114 East Main Street. It's a beautiful day. Get on out here to downtown Round Rock. You can get your Horn Bash passes. They are available. We are here till 6:15, and then it's Longhorn Baseball right here on the Horn.